Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas of Yomori, Harav David Tzvi and Harav Yosef, and for a continued Refuah Shleimah for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf was daf Kuf Yud Zayin in Yevamos. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Ayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim. The Mishnah is talking about whether or not a woman is believed to say, my husband died. So we said that a woman is believed to say, my husband died, but is she only believed about that? What about as far as collecting the ksuba? Is she believed to collect the ksuba? In addition to allowing her to remarry, do we also allow her to collect the ksuba? A good tevach to Chana Chenach, to Avi, to Yisrael Moshe, and Dr. Joe, and David Yoshua. Beis Shammai Omrim, Tinase v'titol ksubasa. Beis Shammai says, when we say that a woman is believed, Agutavach Reb Zalman. When Beis Shammai says that when we say that a woman is believed that her husband died, she's believed both that she's going to get remarried, and she even gets the ksuba. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Tinase v'lo titol ksubasa. She's believed on herself to get remarried, but she's not believed to force the husband's estate to pay her the ksuba. Amar lahem Beis Shammai, hitartem erva chamura lo natir moment akal. You're allowing an iser eishes ish. You're allowing a married woman to go out of the marriage and remarry. That's an iser erva, an iser eishes ish. That you're allowing, but to collect a few bucks, you're not allowing? You're believing her as far as the iser of Gilui Arayos, but you're not believing her to collect a couple of dollars? Doesn't make any sense. Amar lahem Beis Hillel, well, matzinu. Well, we have found other times that this is true. She'ena achen nichnasin lenachal alpia. The halacha is that just because she said, my husband died, the other brothers do not inherit based on her say-so. So you see that for money, she's not believed. Amar lahem Beis Shammai, v'halom misefer ksuva nilmad shu kosev lashim tinas lachatitli mash kosev lichi. But Beis Shammai says, look at the text of the ksuba itself. The text of the ksuba itself says, once she goes, and once if he dies, and she goes and marries somebody else, she collects the ksuba. So if the ksuba itself says, if she goes and marries somebody else, she collects the ksuba, so then if we're letting her marry somebody else, just read the ksuba. It says she's allowed to collect the ksuba. Wow. We just had this recently. Beis Hillel backed out of their initial position and went back to agree to Beis Shammai, the more lenient position, who said that not only can she get remarried, not only can she get remarried, she even can collect the ksuba, a good tevach tzvika. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, nisyabma yivama nichnas l'nachla apia. There's another monetary halacha that everybody agrees happens, and that is, let's say she says, my husband died. So now the brother does Yibum. So the brother, the live brother, inherits the dead brother. Haim Darshi Midrash Ksuba. We just said before in the Mishnah that the reason why Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai is because read the Ksuba. The Ksuba says when she goes and marries somebody else, she gets Ksuba. Vanul Anirish Midrash Torah. So if you're gonna darshan out the words of the Ksuba, Kavachoymer, you should darshan out the words of the Torah itself. What does it say in the Torah? Yokom al shem achav amrachmana v'harei kam. The Torah says, if the brother does Yibum, he inherits the dead brother. So over here, if the brother's doing Yibum, he's got to inherit the dead brother. What's the Shiloh? Amar of Nachman, bos lebezdin v'amar meis bali. Hatiruni lihinasei. Let's say the girl comes to Bezin and she says, my husband died. Permit me to remarry. So the halach is matirnos linase. We let her remarry. Vinos and laksubasa. Because she only asked to remarry and she didn't ask for the ksuba, we give her the ksuba also. Because it's clear that she didn't come for the ksuba. She came to get remarried. If she comes to get remarried, not only do we let her remarry, we even let her get the ksuba. However, what about the other way around? She comes to Bezin and says, bye, mom, have a safe trip. She comes to Bezdin and says, Tnu li ksubasi. She comes to Bezdin and she says, Tnu li ksubasi. So she's only interested in the ksuba. She's not interested in getting remarried. Afli nasei matir nasa. Not only do we not give her the ksuba, we don't even let her remarry. If she only asks for the money, if she's only out for the money, then we don't even let her remarry. Because we're choshesh that she's lying because she only wants the money. My time, adai to the ksuba asai. She's revealing her das that she only wants the ksuba. And if the court case is a court case about money, for money you need two witnesses. The rabbis permitted one witness. They permitted to believe her because of aguna. They don't want to remain an aguna, so they even though you normally need two witnesses, they were going to trust the girl. But that's if she's coming to say, hey, I'm an aguna, I need to remarry. If she's coming to say, give me money, then you need two witnesses. Wow. What if she says both? She comes to Bezdin and says, let me remarry and give me my ksuba. She says both things. Since she mentions the ksuba, she is coming for money, she needs two witnesses. No! She's just listing all the things she wants. She wants to get remarried, she wants the ksuba. She's not just coming for the money. Now, some versions of the Gemara have v'im timtze lomar kol mila dias leilinish amelul beidina. And if you want to tell me that we assume people list all the claims they want from Bezdin, so it's not just about the money. She really wants to remarry, but she's just mentioning the money by the by. V'im timtze lomar now. Now, usually when the Gemara says, and if you want to say this, so there's a famous shitas a Rambam. The Rambam always paskins like im timtze lomars. Whenever the Gemara has an im timtze lomar, means the Rambam files that opinion. So if you have the girsa im timtze lomar, the Rif had that Gerson, that's why he says the Rambam paskins like that. That if she lists both, but hold on, in this case, which did she list first? She said, I want to remarry, and I also want the ksuba. So since she mentioned the marriage first, it was Imtim Saloma over here, we do let her remarry, and we give her the money. What if she said it backwards? She said it the other way around. Give me my ksuba, and let me remarry. So she talked about the money first. So what's the halacha in that case where she took the money first?
Wouldn't that be just the natural order? You get the ksuba first and then the remarry? Wouldn't you have to do that?
Uh-huh. Interesting ha'ara, Avi. Interesting ha'ara. But hacha, since this is what she... The question is, Avi, how do we define what's the court case about? So the question is the first words that come out of her mouth, is that the definition of what the court is about? And therefore, if the ikkar course is about money, she needs two witnesses, she's not believed. But I hear your point. No. She's really intending just to get remarried. But the first thing she said was, give me my ksuba. Because, oh, like you're saying, Avi. She's saying, give me my ksuba because my husband really died. She's just trying to prove that she really knows for sure that her husband died. That's why she's asking for the ksuba, because as you said, Avi, that's the first thing that happens. Pay me my ksuba so now I can go remarry.
Isn't there some principle somewhere, Rabbi, I don't know where a person says two things, maybe it's in a conditional vow that you go by the second one.
Right. That's true. I mean, but here she wants both. It's not like there, it's a question, Dr. Joe, where the two things contradict one another. Now you're saying, I hear what you're saying. This is also contradicting because is this a monetary case or is this a marriage case? But what the Rishonim say over here, the Ritva explains, certainly she knows that just asking for the ksuba is not going to be matter. But she thinks if she only asks to get remarried, they won't let her remarry. So she thinks she'll ask for the ksuba, and she'll show that she's not just trying to get remarried. But since she can't ask for the ksuba, if her husband didn't die, so she also says that he dies. She thinks that through asking for the ksuba, they'll be mad to her to marry it. And by the way, the Rambam paskins even in the second case, that we allow her to remarry, even though she does not collect the ksuba in the second case. Interesting. Let's continue. New Mishnah. Hakol ne'amanim lo'ha'ida. Now, we said, not only is the woman herself believed to say that my husband died, but an Eid Echad is believed to testify that her husband died. And not only is an Eid Echad believed, a woman is believed. Usually we don't accept testimony from women in Beis Din. Not because we don't believe the women. That's not why. It's because the Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima, the woman, we don't want to make her subject her to come in public and testify in court. Generally, we don't believe a woman. But for this, we believe a woman. So we believe any woman, even in Eid Echad, even in, I don't know, you'd say Eida, whatever. Even a female Eid is believed. But there's five women who are not believed. Because we suspect that they hate her. There's five women who hate her. And therefore, maybe they're just coming to say her husband died to mess her over. Have her go remarry, and then the husband's going to show up, and she's going to be messed over. So women who hate her, we don't believe their testimony. Who are the five women that hate every woman? Who's that? Hakol neman leida chutz, five people. Mechamosa, her mother-in-law, is not believed. Because we suspect that her mother-in-law hates her. Why does her mother-in-law hate her? Because her mother-in-law says, I sweated and toiled my whole life to give money to my son. And this girl is going and shopping in these fancy things, taking away all the hard-earned money that I worked hard to give to my son. That's what the Rishonim say. Ubas Chamosa, and the mother-in-law's daughter, a.k.a. her sister-in-law. Why does her sister-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, why does she hate her? Because she says, when my parents die, who's getting the Yerusha? Yerusha only goes to the boys. So my brother, her husband's going to get the Yerusha. And not me. So that's why she hates her. It's a little strange, but okay. Vitsarasa, her co-wife. Okay, we know why her co-wife hates her. Why does her co-wife hate her? Because she's got to compete with co-wife with the for the attention of the husband. V'yavimta, her yavama, means that her husband's brother's wife, meaning her husband's yavama. Because if her husband dies, so this, her husband's brother's wife is going to have to do yibum to her. They're going to become co-wives. And finally, Bas Bala. Her husband's daughter that her husband had from a different marriage. Because why does she hate her? Bas Bala. Because she's upset at Bas Bala. Why? This is talking about a daughter that her husband gave birth to from a different wife, not from her. Before she got married. She hates. Why does her husband's wife hate her? Well, I'm sorry. Why does her husband's daughter from a previous marriage, before she married, why? Because she's going to say, this woman is now replacing my mom. And she's going to get stuff from the husband. She's taking away from what my mom was supposed to get. So these five women hate the woman, and therefore these five women are not believed to testify that the husband died. Ask the Gemara, Ma Bein Get Lamisa, how come we're going to learn Meseches Gittin? And Meseches Gittin, the first Mishnah, is talking about that someone's believed to say, B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. Now, even these five women are believed to say, to bring a get and say, B'fanech, B'fanech. So the question is, why over there do we believe them to carry a get and say, B'fanech, B'fanech? Why don't we also suspect that they're lying?
What's the obvious difference? The Gemara says, "Mamigit lemisa shaksav mochiach." The difference is there. You have a document that says that she's divorced. So the document itself proves that she's divorced. Says the Gemara, "Ibarlu bas chameha mau." So we listed five women that hate her. What? So we only listed her mother-in-law's daughter. What about her father-in-law's daughter, who doesn't have the same mother-in-law as her? It's the father-in-law who married a different girl. So it's this father-in-law is not married to her mother-in-law. So what about the daughter of the father-in-law, who's not also the daughter of her mother-in-law? Because her husband, was the product of a father-in-law and mother-in-law, but they each had other spouses. The father-in-law and the mother-in-law were each married to other people as well. So this father-in-law was married to... The father-in-law was married to her mother-in-law, but the father-in-law was also married to another woman, and she had a daughter. He had a daughter from that other woman. So that's what they're talking about. Bas Chameh, Mau. Is she believed to testify? Says the Gemara. What are the two sides of the issue? Time with the Bas Chamosa. The reason why the mother-in-law's daughter hates her. Mishum. De'ika ima desanyala. Right? The mother-in-law's daughter has no reason to hate her herself. She just hates her because her mother hates her. So since her mother hates her, she hates her too. Now that only applies to the mother-in-law's daughter. So hinami sanyala. So hacha leka ima desanyala. But here, there's no mother-in-law who hates her. So it's the father-in-law's daughter. And the father-in-law's daughter has no reason to hate her. O Dilma, time of the bas chamosa. No, maybe the reason why mother-in-law's daughter is no good, hates her, is because through her husband, she's going to be eating all the food from the mother-in-law, all the stuff that she made. So it's the same issue with the father-in-law. Hachanami ka'amra achla girsa debein ashay. Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's come in here, proof about this. Hakol ne'aman l'ha'ida. Everyone is believed to testify for her, chutz mi'chamish nashim, except for five women. And mother-in-law's daughter was one of the five. V'im Isa, and if you're going to tell me father-in-law's daughter is also a problem, it's not five, it should be six. Shis Havyon answers the Gemara, no. Dilma time of the Bas Chamosa, da'amra ka'achlo gives the man ashay, lo yishnam Bas Chamosa, lo yishnam Bas Chamea. No, maybe Bas Chamea, it's the same reasoning as Bas Chamosa, so they didn't count it as an extra one. Says Gemara, v'anan tan chutz mi'sheva noshim, it should say Tanya. They fix it in Agos Bach, or the Agos Fitzionim. Actually, it should say Vahotanya. Ask the Gemara Vahotanya Chutz Mishav Anoshim. But didn't we learn in a Brisa that it's not five women who are not believed to testify; it's seven women that are not believed to testify? Answer the Gemara Ahi Rabbi Yehudahi. The Mishnah that the Brisa that says seven women are not allowed to testify about a girl that her husband died. That's Rabbi Yehuda. This not, we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Af. Is this the Snan, or this is also the Sanya? Do they change this one also to the Sanya? Yeah. The Snan, a little gimel over here, my Gemara. Yeah, the Sanya. It should say the Sanya. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Af. Rabbi Yehuda adds two women who hate her also. Who are the other two women? Ashes Av, the Hakala. Her father's wife, that's not her mom, hates her. Her father's wife, Vahakala, and her daughter-in-law, they also hate her. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? Those two are included in the five. It's just backwards. Eshesav, Harei Bichlal Basabal. One of the five was the husband's daughter. Now, if you invert the husband's daughter, you end up with the father's wife. Husband's daughter and father's wife is the same thing. just backwards. H is the Arei, right? You understand that, right? It's the same thing. Husband's daughter and father's wife is just the invert, the inverse. So if it listed the husband's daughter as somebody who hates her, so l'chore, it would go in both directions, right? We'll see in a second of the Gemara. If you hate me, chances are I also hate you. But we'll get to that in a minute. Kala, Harei b'chal chamosa. Daughter-in-law is the same as mother-in-law. If it lists mother-in-law as someone who hates the daughter-in-law, well then, including that, is that the daughter-in-law also hates the mother-in-law. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily so. For Rabbi Yehuda counts them as seven, so the five and seven is not really machlokas. They're all agreeing. It's just that you count these two separate. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bishlama chamosa sanyi lalakal. It's not so true. The mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, the amr kachl girsani, because the mother-in-law is upset that the daughter-in-law is eating all of her hard-earned cash that she gave over to her son. Helakala, my time assigned the chamosa. But why does the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? And the same thing. Bishlama bas habal. I understand why my husband's daughter from a different marriage, the sanya la isha sa'av, she hates me, da amra ka'achol girsana de'im, because she's saying all my mother's stuff is being eaten by the husband and then to his wife. Ela eshes ha'av, my time assigned to the bas habal. But why does the husband's second wife hate the daughter from a previous marriage? Says the Gemara, ela my mosif tarte. Well, if that's true, why does Rabbi Yehuda add too? Says the Gemara, no, there is a reason. Ela kala my time isam l'chamosa. Why does a daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? It's as old as the Gemara. Why does the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? I don't know. In my family, it's not that way. At least not overtly. I don't know. But Baruch Hashem, I have three married sons. We love our daughters-in-law. My wife gets along very well with them. But the Gemara says, why does the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? Listen to this. De megala levna kol da avda. Wow. Because the mother-in-law complains to her son about all the bad things that his wife does. So the mother-in-law causes friction and strife between her son and her daughter-in-law, because she tells the son all the bad stuff that the daughter-in-law does. And similarly, Eisha Savnami signed the Bas Habal, and also your wife from a previous marriage. I'm sorry. Eishas Av Sanya Labas Habal. The wife hates the daughter of her husband from a previous marriage. The Megalavia called the Avda, because the daughter from a previous marriage tells her father about all the bad things that his wife is doing. Okay, so says the Gemara, so how come the Chachamim don't include them? Virabanan. The Chachamim who didn't count them as two separate entities, but the Chachamim who said that they're included already in the five of the Mishnah, it comes up there's really no machlokas here. Everyone agrees all seven. So the Chachamim, why'd they include them? Oh, like I said before, Virabanan, kamayim haponim laponim kein leva adam la adam. Wow. Pasuk in Mishle. Just like the water reflects your reflection, when you look in clear water, you see your own reflection. So too are people's hearts. They reflect, which means if I know you don't like me, so I don't like you. That's one pshat. For Rabbi Yehuda, how come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn that way? He had to come up with a new reason why the mother-in-law hates
the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law. Why did we come up with a new reason? Why couldn't he just say that? Since the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, so the daughter-in-law also hates her. How come he didn't buy this? He says that pasuk means something else.
For Rabbi Yehuda, ha-hi b'divrei Torah k'siv. Wow. That pasuk is talking about Divrei Torah. What do you mean the pasuk is talking about Divrei Torah? If you, says Rashi, if you put energy and effort into the study of Torah, Torah will reward you that you will understand the Torah. Kamayim apanim al apanim kein lev adam l'adam. It's talking about Torah. Whatever energy and effort you put into learning, the Torah rewards you and lets you understand it. That's one pshat in Rashi. Then Rashi has another pshat. If the Rebbe smiles at the Talmidim, the Talmidim will enjoy learning, and therefore the Talmidim will then give nachas to the Rebbe by learning well. If the Rebbe smiles to the Talmidim will respond in kind and learn well. Amazing. Amazing. Remember this for the Siyum, right? Remember this for the Siyum. We'll talk about that at the Siyum. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Rav Acha bar Avya. Bo b'marava, they asked in the west. That's in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara was written in Bavel. The west is Eretz Yisrael. Chamos habol acha mikan mahu. What about a mother-in-law who now is not your mother-in-law, but she stands the possibility of being your mother-in-law? Namely, who is she? It's your dead husband's brother's mother. That when the brother does yibam, she's going to be your mother-in-law. Is she believed to say your husband died? Me, maska daita de misbal v'nafal kame yabam. Do we say that in advance she already hates you? She's not even your mother-in-law yet, but she's looking forward to becoming your mother-in-law and hating you in the future, so she's already not believed? Visanula, oh no, lo. Since now she's not your mother-in-law, so she doesn't hate you yet. Tashma, come in here, approve. We have another scenario of somebody who's going to hate you because of what's going to happen in the future. Mishnah from tomorrow's daf. A woman and her husband go on a long trip. The Amra, she comes back. Amra meis bali v'achach meis chami. A girl says, my husband died and then my father-in-law died. Tinasi v'titel k'shuba. So she can get remarried and she gets her k'shuba. V'chamosa asura. But she's not believed to testify about her mother-in-law. Even though, based on her testimony, she's no longer her mother-in-law because the husband died. Nevertheless, she's not believed. My time, why is she not believed? My time, chamos asura. Lav mishum damrin, isn't it not because we say, lo balamais, lo chameamais, really nobody died. V'adukam rahachi, the reason why she said that her husband died and her father-in-law died. L'kukula chamosu d'ka michavna. She's intending to mess up her mother-in-law, even though right now the mother-in-law can't bother her because the son, right? What did we say before? That the mother-in-law is going to tell the son all the bad things she's doing. The son is still on the business trip far away. The mother-in-law can't affect her at all right now. And yet she's still, because we're worried maybe when he comes back, she's going to affect him. So you see that we're worried about the future. Sarva the basa shaita lo tesi titzara. Says the Gemara, come on, you can't compare the two cases. Dilma shani hasam, duragish latzara. No. There, the daughter-in-law's husband went to me and said, yeah, even though now she doesn't have any pain, she's not believed. Duragish latzara. This mother-in-law's been bothering her for years and years and years and years and years. They've already married. That's not, you can't compare that to the case of the Yibum, where my husband's brother's mother, I don't even know who she is. So you can't compare that. We don't assume that she's going to lie because she hates you. We don't assume that a person hates their dead husband's brother's mother because she, in the future she's going to be my mother-in-law. I'm sorry. We don't assume that the future mother-in-law hates her. Okay. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Eid Omer Meis V'niseis Uba Echad V'amar Lo Meis Harezu Lo Tetzei. So the last mission was about the woman herself testifying her husband. Now we're going to talk about an aid. One witness says, your husband died. She goes and remarries. Then another witness comes and says, no. Your husband didn't die. Too late. I got remarried already. We believe that he died. And this one aid can't reverse the testimony of the first aid. Harizel Tetzi. Aid Omer Meisu Shnaim Omer Lomer. Sort of one aid says, your husband died. And two Adim say he didn't die. Even if she already got remarried based on the testimony of the first aid, Tetze, she's got to leave because two witnesses are believed against one witness. Shnayim Omer Meis, the aid Omer Lo Meis, if two witnesses say your husband died, and one witness say he didn't die, Afalpi Sheloni says Tinase. If two witnesses say your husband died, so then they're believed, obviously. Even if one says he didn't die, you're allowed to be married. The Gemara is going to say, isn't that obvious? Says Gemara, time in the Nisays. When do we believe the first aid against the second aid? Only if you actually got married. Haloni says lo tinase. Sounds like if you didn't get remarried, you're not allowed to remarry based on the testimony of the one aid. If there's another aid that came to testify that your husband did not die before you remarried. I have Amrul Kamak Shemitor Eid Echad. Hare Kan Shnayim. Vein Devarv Shalecha B'Mokom Shnayim. What do you mean? But there's a special leniency that we believe in Eid Echad. So who cares that another aid came to contradict? You should still be allowed to remarry. Answer the Gemara, you're right. If it's one against one, you are allowed to remarry because the one that says your husband died is believed like two. Hachi Kamer. Eid Echad Omer Meis V'Tiruli Nasi. They permitted you to remarry. U'Bachar Omer Lo Meis Lo Teitz Medar Risha. No, you're allowed to get remarried. That's what it means. Even if another witness comes and says your husband did not die, we believe the first aid and you're allowed to get remarried. Let's continue. Eid Omer Meis and two witnesses say he didn't die. Even if you got remarried based on the testimony of the one aid, you have to get out of the marriage. Says the Gemara Pshita, Halo, the Ein Dvarv Shel Echad B'Mokom Shnayim. Isn't this obvious? If it's two against one, we believe the two. Mar says, Lo tzricha bipsule edus. Wow. We're talking about two witnesses that are pasul edus. Whoa. So what do you have here? One kosher witness said your husband died. Two pasul witnesses said your husband didn't die. They were gamblers. Pasul edus. Uchidirabi nechemia. The sandra nechemia makamokchim netor eid echad. Halocha charov deos. Whenever the Torah believes one aid, you follow the majority where there's more aidim. Namely, va'asu shtei nashim ki ish echad. Two women or 100 women is like one man. Va'asu shtei nashim bi ish echad kishnei anashim bi ish echad. So two women or two gamblers against one man is like two men against one man. So we believe the two over the one. That's the Chiddush. Even though the two are pasul edus, we still believe the two over the one. Says Gemara V'ibay Seima. Another answer is no. Kol Eichad Asa Eid Echad Kasher Mei Kara. If the first aid was an aid kasher, Afilu Mei Anashim Ke Eid Echad Dami. Even if 100 women come afterwards, it's like one witness. And therefore, we would not believe the 100 women. Isha Meikara. No. It means that you had a woman come at first, and then two women came afterwards. So we believe the two against the one. What about Rabbi Nechemya? You know, this is what Rabbi Nechemya meant to say. Rabbi Nechemya, Omer Kol Makoshim Torah Ein Echad Halacha Charuv Deos Vasu Shtei Nashim Beisha Achas Kishnei Nashim Beishechad. Two women against one woman is like two men against one man, and therefore we believe the two women against the one woman. But if it's two women against one man, kipalgo palgo dummy, that's 50-50. Two women against one man, that's 50-50. And therefore, we would permit, since the first one's believed like two, so too, two women are not believed to testify against the one aid, and we would allow her to stay to marry. So if you have one man says your husband died and two women says he didn't die, according to this second answer, we would not believe the two women. Now, finally, case three in the Mishnah, we'll close with this. Says case three in the Mishnah. What was case three? Two witnesses say your husband died. And one witness says he didn't die. Obviously, you believe the two. She's allowed to go remarry. My Kamashbalan. What's the Chiddush? Obviously, two witnesses are believed against one. Bipsule Eidus Chayv Nechemya. What do you want to tell me? We're talking about two Eidim that are puzzle, and it's like Rabbi Nechemya who follows the majority. Hainuach, it's the same as the last case. So what's the Chiddush in the third case? We just said the same, at least that was the first answer we gave in the second case. Says the Gemara, no, it's different. Ma'o desema, ki aslina basa rov deas l'chumra. You might think that when did Rabbi Nechemya say you follow two against one, that's where the two are being strict. But if the two psulim, the two gamblers, are being lenient, avalukulalo, kamash malan, that's the Chiddush that no, not only do we believe two women against one, not only do we believe them l'chumra, we even believe them l'kula. We even believe them to be lenient. Rabbi Sai, we will stop here. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. as we march towards the thrilling conclusion of Maseches Yevamos. A good tevach to all. Looking forward to seeing everybody Thursday night at the CM 815 Mincha, 9 Beechwood Drive in Lawrence at the Renov Simcha Home with a special guest speaker. I'm going to reveal that soon, who the special guest speaker is. We'll reveal it soon. Okay, have a great week. Looking forward to the big CM on Yevamos.